Well, hello everybody.
Hello, Jungle Jong.
And Roaring Rorty. We are here to talk about beards. Okay, so it is a little different than what we're talking about. We usually do nature-based stuff.
Yeah.
But it's human nature. Beards right. grow. It's about human natures and the human body.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd switch it up on you and talk about beard. Some beards.
Facial hair.
Facial hair, yes. So one thing for sure, I just want to state out there that I will be having, be getting a cafe press or something like that where we can sell some of our merchandise with our logo on it. So if you're interested in getting anything, it should be up by summertime. I'll have all the stuff up. Have like little keychains, magnets, yeah. stickers, possibly t-shirts and hats. There'll be no commission, so I'm not going to charge for like commission. So, I mean, everything that you pay for will go directly to Cafe Press, and then and you'll just order it, and we won't be getting any like royalties or anything. So, just FYI, feel free to check that out in the near future. But we are going to be pausing on the website for now. Alex and I talked about it, and we decided not to go for the website as of yet. So we're going to probably put that on the back burner. But anyway, let's talk about beards. So the cool thing about this is I have a friend that I live with at my building. And he gave me some pretty interesting beard facts. And I'll start out with those. And then Alex will do his little segment about beards. So I have these five cue cards here that he gave me these interesting facts about beards. He also has a beard. His name's Brandon. So shout out to Brandon. I can't say his last name for confidentiality reasons. But yeah, he talked to me this morning and says, you know, hey, I know a lot of interesting facts about it. So so first of all, we will do The Simpsons. So this fact is about The Simpsons. If you watch The Simpsons, they're a very funny show. They're one of the longest animated shows running out there. This fact is Bart goes to New York and sees a group of rabbis and says, ZZ Top rules. And they say, maybe a little. And in the episode, he gets his car abandoned at the Twin Towers, which later was cut from circulation due to the 9/11 attacks. The next fact is Alexander the Great. So as you know, Alexander the Great was a big emperor way back when, and like he was very known for his reign. But this fact is actually kind of neat. He liked to be clean shaven, which was not the norm back then. Seeing people clean shaven was not usual, and overall people, the men, grew beards. It was kind of in at the time. So that's another beard fact. The next one is the Amish. So you guys know about the Amish. They're also known as Mennonites, or a different group of people also known as Mennonites. But they are very a pacifistic community. Anyway, Amish followed the biblical view of shaving the mustache and growing the beard. They are a pacifist community, and they don't believe in growing the mustache because the military leaderships, which are like controlling in power, had mustaches that were thick and full, like the handlebar mustache, a lot of thicker mustaches. And a lot of them were, you know, sculpted as well back then, when the Amish first became really big. So that one's that one. And then Leviticus. If you know the story of Leviticus, basically it says here, Leviticus shows us that to never shave the beard. Basically, Leviticus is a part of the Bible where they talk about, you know, the facial hair is a sign of, I don't know how really it goes, but Leviticus is, they say in a part of the Bible that having a beard shows, you know, strength, I guess. It's actually pretty neat. And then the last fact, if you guys like folk music and country, this one's for you. It's about ZZ Top. Now, based on my first thing about The Simpsons, this one I wanted to wait till last because it's actually kind of funny. ZZ Top, which is known for their long beards, performed on the Back to the Future 3, which was the third installment, where they performed at the Hill Valley Festival in 1885, where Doc and Clara danced to the band's song, Double Back. Double Back is one of their songs from the album Recycling or Recycled, I think. It's a long ago track, but they played that track in the movie Back to the Future 3, and Doc and Clara were the ones that were dancing to it. And that's shortly after that was when Griff came and called Clint Eastwood, I guess his name was technically, a yellow belly, which was an insult back then in the 1885. So those are some interesting beard facts and trivia. Beards are looked upon today as a sign of maturity, a sign of masculinity, I guess. A lot of people, especially women, who find it very attractive and like the feel of it when they brush it against their men's face. It's kind of funny. It's just one of those things that a lot of people embrace the beards. I have a small one right now. It's about a centimeter to about 2 centimeters long as of now. But I'm going to be growing it out for the next 2 months because I'll be seeing my grandfather, and this may be the last time. He's 97, and I want to look really good for him and nice and clean shaven. But yeah, beards are basically shown as a sign of strength and maturity and masculinity. So that's kind of what I found out about beards. And now we have Alex's segment, and he's going to enlighten us about beards. And then he's going to actually talk to us about a very interesting book he got that he would like to share that is off the subject. So here you go, Alex.
Okay. Beards. Beards, they are, not everyone can grow them, but for those who can, you want to use beard oil or beard balm or beard butter on your beard as it grows to stop the itchy stage and to nourish it and to nourish the skin under the beard. You want to join a beard group like podcast. I personally don't have a beard right now, but you know, that's just a personal choice. Everyone has their own choice. I think that beards are cool if you can grow them, but not everyone. It's genetics. It's not really anything you can control as far as being able to grow lots and lots of beards. You can grow it faster with certain diets and exercise, but you can't control how much you have because that's just genetic.
Correct. So do you want to talk to them about your podcast that you watch or the video, the YouTube channel that you watch?
Yeah, Beard Advice Live. I was on Beard Advice Live for a while when I had a beard, and I liked it. I thought it was good. I wanted them to say some of my poetry on the show, but they didn't do it. Dan C. Bearder didn't want to do it. So I said, okay, you don't have to do it. And I've just been kind of hanging out.
Yeah, if you want to check them out, it's Beard Advice Live
on YouTube.
They're really interesting two guys that talk about all things beards. So people ask for advice from them, and they show a picture of you and your question, and then they answer it. So it's actually pretty neat. Check them out. We're going to shout them out too in the description below. And I will probably add the link to their YouTube as well, so you can access it from the description as well. So the other thing I like about the fact that facial hair is kind of in right now, A lot of people these days, especially the older generation, are doing like the whole 5 o'clock shadow look. So both of my stepdads right now have kind of like the 5 o'clock shadow slash stubble look. And it looks good on a lot of men. And as the but a lot of other men like to kind of grow it out a little bit. There's men out there that like to sculpt it. So they grow it out and then they gel it and sculpt it to make it look more fitted and like almost symmetrical or asymmetrical type thing. So yeah, I mean, you could do a lot of stuff with beards these days.
One thing you want to do is use a shampoo designed for the beard. You don't want to use head hair shampoo on your beard.
Correct. There's a lot of brands out there. There's Harry's. They have some stuff. There's a lot of
Harry's,
other brands out there that we could highly recommend if you want to hit us up. Our email will be down below as well. So if you want to have advice on what beard things that we would suggest or advise you using, I'm using a brand. I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Bulldog,
It's like Scotts and something.
Scotts and Porter. Okay.
Yeah, Scotts and Porter. It's really good. I have the spray that keeps it, the that, and then I have the beard oil that I put on, and that so it has like a cleansing-ish type thing. So it has little seeds in there, so it keeps it nice and healthy. So they have that, but yeah, if you check them out, there's a lot of different things. Walgreens sells it, Rite Aid, CVS. A lot of other places like Walmart, Target, you can find a lot of stuff like that that will help with the beard's growth and the beard's health. Because not, yeah, anybody can grow a beard if they have the right genetics, but you want to keep it healthy. You
Yeah,
want to keep it
exactly. You don't want
healthy.
beard dandruff, you don't want beard
Exactly.
itch, you don't want, ingrown hairs or anything
Yep.
like
So
that.
when you grow the beard, you want to make sure you're keeping it well maintained and well cleaned, because if you don't keep it clean, you'll start getting itchy and your skin will start getting rashy. It just won't be fun. So if you can try to maintain and groom your beard, that's the best you can do.
Yeah.
Now, Alex would like to share a book that he has received that he finds really interesting that you guys might find that kind of relates to some of our older podcasts.
Yeah,
So
the New
here.
England Wildflower Society Guide to Growing and Propagating Wildflowers of the United States and Canada. This was an $88 book on Amazon. But anyway, I got this book and it's written by William Colyna. And he writes amazing work. He was a volume on native ferns, mosses, and grasses, a volume on wildflowers, a volume on woody plants and trees. I have his woody plants and trees, and now the wildflower one. The only one I am missing from my collection is the native ferns, mosses, and grasses. This is a library book. But anyway, everything from lady slippers to fairy bells to wild geranium to deaf comus. Anything you want to know about wildflowers, this book has all the families and all the genuses that grow in North America and Canada. Of the United States and Canada, I should say.
Yeah, that's a really fascinating book. It tells you probably a lot about how to grow them, where to grow them, how to keep them healthy,
Yeah.
all that stuff.
And the beautiful thing about native flowers is you really don't have to do a whole lot to help them. Aside from keeping the weeds out. If you have weeds, you should, they don't really say what weeds are in here because they're about native flowers, but you can get plenty of books on weeds and how to get rid of weeds and stuff like that.
And
But
the healthy way,
yeah,
and
in a healthy way.
not
Yeah,
with like,
not don't, not like that.
not
But
like,
like
yeah,
pulling them out, weeding
correct.
them out. Like Creeping Charlie, for example, was imported in the 1700s as hops for beer, and now it's everywhere. Dandelions were imported in 1830, or maybe a little earlier than that, and now they're everywhere. So.
So, yeah, if you want to know more about flowers, nature, plants, Amazon has a good selection. I mean, Amazon has good selection on almost everything. But
Yeah.
you know, Barnes and Nobles is another good place to go. They have a lot of
yep.
books on nature and flowers and even native plants within your area. So
yep.
if you're looking at listening to us from like Germany, then I'm sure you can find a bookstore there that will talk about native plants of Germany. So
yeah.
a lot of these
and
places...
And a lot of the native plants of Germany and Europe are actually suffering just as much, if not more, than the plants here.
Correct. Yeah. So I would recommend looking up what native plants are.
To
your area. And to your zone as well. As you remember from two or three podcasts before, we were talking about zones and the areas of where each zone, certain plants can grow in those zones. So remember to look up your zone and as well as native plants within your area, and that should help what you can grow or what you could possibly grow depending on the zone and the area you live in.
And the size of your yard.
Correct.
And whether or not it has shade or sun.
That also would also depend on probably the soil and the life, like the area you live in, if it's like a big like
yep.
city area or a countryside, whatever. So I highly recommend looking up like native plants within your local area. And it should definitely be really nice. But yeah, I will include the links to William Kalena's books in there. I'm going to take some pictures so I can add them to the links below. So if you're interested in learning about plants, he's a very good author. He talks about everything and anything you want to know about certain plants within the area you're looking for. I've heard good things about him because my mom is an environmentalist and she also has a few books of his and highly recommends them. So definitely check him out. William Kalena. If I'm butchering your name, sorry, William. But check out his books. His name will be in the description below, as well as three links to the books that Alex currently has, one of them being a library book, of course. But I will add those links into the description below so you can look into those books as well. Anyway, we're coming up to the 18 minute mark. I do want to state that you can reach us out on the email below. I think it's natureweird AJ and DJ at gmail.com. If you want to hit us up, I will always be able to share the emails with Alex through his email. You can hit us up there and we'll be glad to respond to any of your emails, requests, whatever you would like to know about nature. You could also look at my other podcast that I do for disability and advocacy and justice, which is Uniquely Us Guild. That one I have also through anchor.fm, which is now Spotify for podcasting. So yes, check that out. Anchor.fm/, I think the link is different now that Anchor got bought out, but yes, I will include that link in it as well. You can check out that podcast. But again, please feel free to subscribe, follow, share, comment on our podcast if you want by emailing us directly. I don't think we can get the comments based off of other media, but one of these days I might do a gander and see what people have said about our podcast via the streams that have taken up our podcast. So that are actually distributing our podcast through their feed. So I hope you all have a wonderful Easter.
Yes, have a great Easter. Have a great...
As you know, if those who are viewer who are pagan, it is the celebration of Ostra, which is basically pre-Easter, prior to Christianity, which is the celebration of fertility, spring, beauty, nature, cleansiness, stuff like that. So Right now, a lot of people are spring cleaning, and a lot of it is because that's kind of what you do on Celebration of Ostro. You do a lot of spring cleaning and consolidation and stuff like that. So anyway, you all enjoy the next few weeks. We'll try to do another one here in April. It might be a little sooner than around this time because I will be going to Madison the third weekend and then have my celebration with my birthday the fourth weekend. So we might actually be having the podcast sooner rather than later. If not, it will be the first weekend of May. So FYI, take a gander and look out for that. It will be coming out. And then, yes, about July, around 4th of July time, we'll have that little cafe press slash, you know, whatever store out there where you can look at the merchandise that we have and that are we're willing to give out. And yeah, so just you'll order it from the links. And yeah, it would be nice to see what people are interested in. You'll also be able to contact us about ideas that you want our logo on it. And you can like promote us wherever you are. The other thing is if you do get our merch, please email us, at our email with a picture of you wearing our merch or doing our stuff with our merch and let us know what you think. We would love to hear your feedback. Anyway, we love you. Have an awesome, awesome spring, beginning of spring, and we will see you here in about a month. All right, signing out. This is Roaring Rorty and
Jungle John.
There we go. We will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.